This is the Tuesday, August 31st edition of the Daily Wager Podcast. Another light card here, but we will still have you covered with a few plays in and out in less than 10 minutes like we always promise.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Welcome to the Daily Wager Podcast presented by DraftKings, America's top-rated daily fantasy app. I'm Doug Kazarian alongside Tyler Foljam on this final day of August, a month that seemingly just flew by. But here we are, and we have some football news, Tyler, with Mac Jones getting the official nod and Cam Newton released by New England.
I can't believe Newton was released. Maybe Bill Belichick's doing him a favor to see if he can catch on somewhere else where there's a significant QB battle or question mark. But the value now from our girl Anita Marks pounding the table for Mac Jones, rookie of the year, is gone. If Bill Belichick believes in Mac Jones, I'll tail Belichick. I was bullish on this Patriots team at their win total of 9.5, being a playoff team as well. And Mac did look good in the preseason, but that is preseason. The real bullets start flying, so we'll see if he can carry that over. I think if you're a fantasy player, if you like season-long props, I think some value now comes to the wide receivers of the Patriots, like Nelson Agholor, maybe N'Keal Harry. I think Mac Jones is going to access more of their capabilities than Cam Newton could. And then Damian Harris, I think his touchdown prop, you may want to look at that and think about the over there, because now Mac Jones is not a threat in the red zone to steal some, you know, vulture some short touchdowns. And Harris can be relied on as a guy who maybe gets more opportunities with Newton out of New England.
Yeah, I can't fault you for all that. That's very, you know, simplified logic, and it makes sense. I've always said this. Whoever Belichick decides, I'm on board with. He's the GOAT. And Mac Jones has looked great. I think this team's going to be a well-oiled machine because it's going to be a defense. It's going to be kind of like those early New England teams. Maybe they're good enough to go to the postseason and make a run, because obviously they have a very competitive division, but I do like what they've done in the offseason. I think there's value there in the market at 30-1, things like that, plus 350 to win the AFC East. There's just a lot to like with this New England team heading into the season. I think Belichick on revenge mode. As for today's slate, I'm on my favorite play is the under 4 in the first 5 for the Dodgers and Braves. I'd lean LA as well on the run line, because I think if they're going to get the break out the bats, it's going to be against a righty in Charlie Morton, but he should have really good stuff here. And Bueller's been fantastic lately. I'm gonna go first five under 4 there.
One of my favorite plays, is the Rockies and Rangers under 8.5. I was talking about this yesterday, and we have the exact same scenario, and I'm going to go right back to it. It did hit yesterday with a total of 7. The Rockies, the worst road offense, surprise, surprise, in Major League Baseball. They're dead last, 30th in average, on-base, slugging, OPS. The Texas Rangers, meanwhile, their offense is nothing that inspires confidence either after Joey Gallo is gone. Plus, Austin Gomber is pitching for the Rockies. He, like yesterday's starter, Herman Marquez, a pretty good, decent real-life pitcher. He's a lefty, though, and what makes me even more confident that this might go under on the Rangers side as well, as the Rangers are dead last in OPS against left-handed pitching this season. So a lot of things lining up for me to attack the exact same number and play as I did yesterday, under 8.5.
You know, it's funny. I'm on the over in the first 5. Very small play, though. I think both those pitchers could get lit up. I agree with you that the offenses are terrible. I love that you nailed the under yesterday. But that's one that, yeah, I might lean on the over the first 5, could thread the needle as well. Any other baseball for you?
Yeah, the Yankees and the Angels, I think, totals 9.5. We know Ohtani pitching. It's Barria for the Angels and Tyone for the Yankees. The Angels have been one of the quiet, better over teams in baseball this season. We know the Yankees now have a deeper lineup, and guys like Stanton and Judge seem to be waking up here a little bit. So I think we could see a slugfest in that one, with Tyone, who's been a pitcher, is disappointed this season, and Barria being a guy who's just a guy.
All right, good stuff. I'm going to wrap things up. Nice card in the WNBA tonight. A few games here. Only one I really like. That's on the Fever plus 4.5 at home. They've been lights out in terms of ATS. They've covered 9 of 11. Did not cover the last game out. But that was sort of to be expected. That was they had to face the Aces coming off a tough, poor performance. So it was just like a bad situation. But now they're catching the Sparks on a lengthy road trip. And L.A., obviously better as they get a little bit healthier now, but they still lost three straight. A drop down in competition after playing the Connecticut Sun in back-to-back games. But still, I'll take the Fever plus 4.5 on their home court. A team that is not very good. A lot of losses this year. Started the year, 1-15 or something like that. But they've been a nice cover machine of late, so I'll take the Fever plus the points. That's going to do it for us. We'll see you back on Daily Wager TV style, 6 Eastern all week, including tonight. But we're on ESPN News this week as well.